More women than men are enrolled in college, medical schools, and law schools. And earlier this year, the number of women in the workforce briefly eclipsed the number of men. But a majority of the 1.1 million people who left their jobs in September were women. And recent data suggests some have opted out altogether, with the pandemic making it harder to balance work and caregiving. Experts are worried this will reverse some of the strides women have made toward gender equality in the workforce. Want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Did you leave the workforce for a while anyway to care for children or other adults during the pandemic? Why was it the best move for your family? How has this all affected the division of labor in your household? Has it changed your relationship? Email ideas@WPR.org or call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Margaret Kerr is an assistant professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison and a specialist at UW Extension. Margaret, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, there are a lot of statistics out there suggesting that women have in many different ways taken the brunt of the pandemic economic impact. What kind of things are you looking at for what's driving that?
Yeah, so I mean, a lot of what I've been looking at is, you know, what are the impacts of that? And just finding that parents, women, mothers are more impacted, you know, mentally and psychologically. They're feeling more burnt out as parents. They're reporting more distress. They're reporting more anxiety than men are right now.
And we've seen as more and more women are in the workforce and those numbers start to even out, what's been happening at home when it comes to division of labor in, you know, a couple, a heterosexual couple, man and a woman at home? How have they been dividing up the chores and the child rearing and things like that pre-pandemic? Because I'm guessing that feeds into what we're seeing now.
Absolutely. So pre-pandemic, things had come a long way, and men were doing more childcare and home responsibilities than, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, but women were still doing more. Women were still spending a couple hours more a day on childcare and household responsibilities, even before the pandemic started.
So here we are, pandemic, kids in many cases not going into school, staying at home, learning hopefully at home. How has that division of labor played out since the pandemic, from what we know? Because this is research-wise still early days in some ways.
Yeah, so in the study I talked about when I was here a couple months ago, we did look at this a little bit, and this is not like a nationally representative data, but we found that women in our study, 76% said they did more childcare than their partners, while only 28% of men did that. So women are taking on significantly more childcare responsibilities during the time when kids are home and not at school or at childcare.
And that, I assume, is leading to difficulties. The stress you mentioned earlier, trying to balance the work and the additional responsibilities at home.
Yeah, so women are, I mean, there's two things that are happening. Women are not able to juggle at all. And so they are leaving the workforce because it's just, you know, unfortunately, there are still gender pay gaps also. And so often men are still making more money. And so women are more likely to be the one that leaves the workforce to take care of children, or they're still working and they're doing a greater share of childcare, but then trying to make up work, you know, at night when the kids are sleeping or early in the morning, or, you know, trying to really balance both of those. And we're seeing the impacts of that as well.
Now, that first thing you mentioned sounds like it might be a self-sustaining cycle. If the woman is making less and thus is the one who takes time off work, that means they're missing that time of resume building, possible raises, things like that. So if and when they come back to the workforce, the difference, that disparity might even go up.
Absolutely. And I am not an economist, but a lot of people and researchers are saying that they're expecting this gender difference, that we've maybe reversed a lot of the progress we've made, and that this is going to go on for, you know, potentially decades.
We were talking to Margaret Kerr, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison and Specialist at UW Extension, talking about how women are bearing the brunt in many ways of the pandemic economic downturn, financially and in terms of things like stress, their health. And they're taking on more of the homework, sometimes leaving the workforce temporarily to do that. Margaret, we've talked a little bit about the economic impact. Get a little more into, you mentioned the study you had done looking at women having to do more. How is that affecting things like stress levels and maybe even health?
Yeah, there's a lot of research coming out now that it's been 9 months or whatever it's been since this all started. And we are seeing that women are reporting higher levels of distress, higher levels of mental health issues, higher levels of burnout as parents. And, you know, a lot of us don't have, we can't make those causal assumptions, but it likely is related to just the fact that women are trying to juggle more.
Do you think we're learning lessons? Are there things that we're maybe doing better than we did early days, now that we're, 9 months into the serious impact of this pandemic?
That's a tough question. I think maybe we're learning lessons, but it's just a question of, you know, are we going to do anything about it? And I think, you know, there are things that we can all tell parents and moms to do at home, you know, like, yo, you need to take care of yourself and things like that. But ultimately, there needs to be sort of like structural or societal changes that help support women. And one of those things was childcare, and losing of that for a lot of people, it just had huge implications. And I like to think that this really shed a light on that, but whether or not anything is going to be different going forward is hard to say.
You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. Margaret Kerr is with us from UW-Madison, Assistant Professor there of Human Development and Family Studies. We're talking about how the pandemic has affected men and women differently and how it's affected families. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How has your family been dealing with the impact of the pandemic and maybe schools being closed? Have one or another partner changed a work schedule, dropped out of work altogether, maybe to supervise kids learning at home? Who is taking on more of the chores now, the tasks that have fallen to one partner or another in the past? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Now we continue our conversation about the impact of the pandemic on working women at work and at home. Margaret Kerr is with us, Assistant Professor of Human Development and Family Studies at UW-Madison. Her work focuses on examining emotional experiences in the context of parenthood. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you'd like to share what is happening in your household, in your family. Is one partner or another having to spend a lot more time at home, maybe working with kids who are home from school, learning at home? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Margaret, you mentioned a lot of advice is out there, like, here's how you, the individual mom, say, can cope with this situation. And you mentioned that there you'd like to see more structural solutions. Do you have thoughts on what that could look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think we see good examples in other countries that have, you know, universal preschool and paid childcare and things. And maybe the pandemic, you know, would still disrupt some of those things, but there are supports in place for families so that, you know, it doesn't all fall on women to take care of the children.
Let's go to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Laura is with us in Auroraville. Laura, hi.
Hi, I am calling. I actually have a University of Wisconsin-Madison college student who came home to do her studies online because Madison told them to go home. And I can't tell you how stressed she is trying to keep up her grades in order to get accepted into her college. And to do it in a distance learning in a rural community in Wisconsin where internet, every time she logs into a test for Madison, it says, quote unquote, you are bad, which means her internet connection is bad. Mm. So she's under this stress of just constantly crying. So in the end, I ended up quitting my teaching job because I worked so many hours as a teacher, and I took a part-time job instead to support my 21-year-old because of the stress that she's undergoing. And I just really think universities need to understand the stress of these students better, too.
Laura, thanks a lot for that call. That's interesting for a college student or a K through 12 student, that stressful situation, and a lot of people in Laura's position helping out, trying to be IT managers, among other things. Margaret, can you talk about the stress that could put on the mom there?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely true. And what we're seeing in my data and in other data is that, you know, parents, mothers especially, are reporting high levels of stress associated with facilitating distance learning. And I think that, you know, she brought up a great idea, which is the rural piece of it is really add some extra challenges. And I think, you know, again, there's an example of some places where we could make some improvements in helping rural families access better internet quality.
Thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. And Laura, good luck to your daughter, by the way, in navigating that. Sounds like a big challenge, definitely. Margaret, are there things institutions could be doing, like the university in that case, or a school, or employers can be doing to, I don't know, just cut some slack to people who are going through this difficult time right now?
Absolutely. And I think that some places are doing that, and it just varies a lot by institution. And that, you know, it would be helpful to have some larger, like, government or society guidance on it to help people stay more on the same page. But, you know, employers, just flexibility, and flexibility, I think, most importantly, for both men and women. I think that women are more likely to flex their schedules, and that is, again, causing some of these other problems, like making them less likely to get a promotion and things like that, whereas men are less likely to ask for that type of flexibility in their work schedules. And so some of those things could really make a difference.
Thanks again for that call. And Margaret, I wanted to ask, last time we talked about, you know, the impact this has on mental health, and we've talked about that a little today. You also, in your research that we talked about, found a lot of people reporting a lot of gratitude and some other positive emotions. What kind of positive things have we heard from people?
Yeah, I think those things are definitely, you know, can happen at the same time, I guess I'll say. So I think we are seeing parents are feeling some gratitude and some positive coping skills and things in their finding ways that they're growing and changing and strengthening relationships with their partners and their children. But, you know, I think that that can come along with a lot of struggles. And I think that that's true for families that maybe aren't not being able to pay their bills or things like that, those struggles that are really hard to get over.
And then with those struggles, and again, toward the bigger picture solution types of things, are you concerned that there's not enough access to mental health help in general, and particularly in a time like this, to help people get through?
Yeah, I think some places have made teletherapy free during this time. Some insurance companies have, which I think has been a huge help, but I think there's still a lot of problems with accessing it, availability, knowing how to access it, and the stigma that's associated with accessing mental health care.
I wanted to ask, we talked to Margaret about your research and surveys of people earlier this year. What kind of things are you looking to learn now as we head into 2021 and hopefully recovering from this pandemic in the not too distant future?
Yeah, so I actually just recently launched a follow-up survey for the same parents that completed the survey back in April. And what I'm hoping to look at is what are the things that predict better and worse outcomes for families. So are there factors like losing your job, like the, you know, more extreme stress and mental health impacts that are predicting more stress later in their children or more stress later in themselves? And so that's some of the things I'm hoping to gain so that we can learn, you know, how to support people going forward. So if something like this happens again, we can act faster and give parents the supports that they need to be able to keep a job, basically.
And how about, what are you looking at when it comes to, okay, the kids at some point are back in school and life is normal? I'll throw quotes around that again. And how people make the adjustment back to the new normal?
Well, I think that, I mean, I think you brought that up earlier and it's a really good point, which is that unfortunately, you know, people, women who left the workforce as a result of all this may struggle to get back into the workforce. And so I think those are the types of things that we're going to be looking at going forward. And people that, you know, I think going back to new normal is not going to be as easy as it sounds. And I think we're going to just see people still struggling.
Margaret, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Margaret Kerr is an assistant professor of human development and family studies at UW-Madison and a specialist at UW-Extension. We talked to her about how the pandemic's economic fallout has affected women at the workplace and in the home.